Today is Daf Lamed Tes. We are on Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. We're by the two dots where it says Ukvashin, which is Ukvashin means food items that are soaked in vinegar. Shadarkan Lases Besochan Yayin. That normally things that you put in wine, that's usher to eat and mutter fahana. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amar Chizkia. Lo shanu ela shadarka. That's only if that's the normal course of action. Avol biyadua, but if you know for sure that they put in wine, if you know for sure, asur afilu b'hana. It's even asur and hana. So the Gemara says, Maishna mimurius. Why is that different than fish brine, which you had 2 days ago, the sharu b'rabanan b'hana? The Rabbanan said that's a mutter b'hana. What's the difference? So the Gemara said, Hasam, over there by Murias, La'avure zuhama. The reason why you put in the wine is to take out the sting, or to remove the sting of the fish brine. Says Rashi on the bottom, the dogim, v'havei kaman de'ozel li'ibud. So the wine really goes to waste. It really gets lost in there. You're doing it not for the flavor of wine, but to take out the sting of the fish flavor. Therefore, it's not really for the wine. Therefore, it's mutar b'hana. Hacha, but over here, lematuke taima. You're putting in the wine to sweeten the taste, to flavor the taste, to change the taste, and therefore it's asur b'hana if it's a vaday. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu biyadu anami mutar. Even if you know about it, it's also mutar b'hana. Even if you did the wine on purpose and you know it's there, it's mutar b'hana. Maishna mimurius lur meir de asur b'hana. But Murius lur meir says asur b'hana. Why is this different? Hasam yediya mamasho. Over there, the wine. Gesundheit. The wine is mamash there. Hacha, but over here, by soaking, lo yodia mamashon. You don't really know, the wine is not nicker. Says Rashi in the second line, shein ochlin harotav ela hayarak. You only eat the yarak, velo hechnisu hayarak l'tocho el hiskayim. Okay, so somehow it's a little different, and therefore it's not, the flavor is not the same, and therefore there's a distinction between that mutter and that asabana. Okay, then we said, tiras, trufa, vitzir, she'en badaga. That's different kinds of, and then the last word that was on the list is not in the, it's funny, the Gemara does that. They give you a heading of the Mishnah, but what they're going to be busy with it is not in the heading, which is the word chilek, which is some kind of fish. All these things are fish that are asur ba'achila, mutar ba'hana. My chilek, what is that? Amar of Nachman bar Abba, Amar Rav, Zu Sulantis. It's a Sulantis. Says Rashi. Not the Rashi here. It's the Likute Rashi. If you have Likute Rashi. Min Dogim Kitanim. Small fish. Balaz Tunina. Tunina. That's what Rashi says. The Matargim says it's a fish called herring. Either way, it's a small fish. That's what Rashi says.
Tuna is not a small fish.
Vuadara Kari herring. Hamatargim, called herring. Or Rashi says tunina. Tunina, does tunina mean tuna? It sounds like tuna. Does it mean tuna? Yeah, how do you know? You're paskining, it means tuna?
No.
So,
not paskiniak.
De ma asra Torah. Why is this asr? Why is it asr? De ma asura. Why is it asr? Nivnei, because sha'arvona ola ima. Because dogim tameim get mixed in the net. You pull up those fish, the non-kosher dogim get mixed in.
But isn't that always the case?
What? Yeah.
Isn't that always the case?
What?
Putting the net into the water.
No, not necessarily. We're going to have a whole daf about this issue.
Okay.
Now, till we get to the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about Chol Yisrael. The whole daf is about this issue. So it's hard to, you'll see, it's not an easy daf. Because the mitzvah is not easy. Not a hard daf in terms of svara. The mitzvah is not easy. It doesn't sound like what's going on here. That's the first issue, yes. Tanar Abanan. Ein lo achshav. If right now the fish doesn't have fins and scales, but va'asid la'agad alachazman, but they grow later. Kigon. Sultanis, like the sultanis fish. Or va'apitz, or that fish. Harezeh mutter, you're allowed to eat those fish. They don't have fins and scales right now.
They,
right? Anytime. Yesh lo achshav. For us, it's lahashir b'shash olam min hayam. But let's say it has fins and scales, and they fall off when you take it out of the water. Kigon, akunis, afunis, kaspastis, vaksatayis, vatunis, all that is also mutter. Either way, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. Do we pass? This halacha l'maisa? I don't know. But what the Gemara says. Okay? So, Ichruz Rabbi Avo b'Kizeri. Rabbi Avo and Kizeri made an announcement. Kirvei dogim, the innards of fish, the ubrin, and the babies of fish. Nikachin mikol adam. You can buy that from anybody. Well, even a... What? The egg. What did I say? Oh, the baby, the eggs. The ubrin, yeah, the eggs. Chetzkatsan ein bon elami pelusa v'aspamya. Because it only comes from these places, and there's no tray fish in those places. It's not a problem. Kihada amar abaya, hatachanta debav nara. Sharia, that's why Abaya said, the tachanta fish from that river is butter. My timer, why? Maya. You want to tell me that it comes from a flowing river and it's not kosher? No. Kivan, the let's lay, chut hashedra. Since a non-kosher fish doesn't have a spine, I don't know what that means. Doesn't have a spine. Beduchta de redife maya, lo matzikai. So in a place of flowing, heavy flowing water, hard flowing water, a strong stream, the non-kosher fish can't survive. It doesn't go there. It's not there. You're not going to find it there. Doesn't have a spine, therefore it can't survive. So it's not going to be there. So it's not a problem, says Abaya. It's not a problem. Well, as I said, what's the matzias of all this? What's going on here? But we see it's not true they're there. What are you talking about? Ella mishum demaliche maya. Because no, the water is salty. The high dag tame, and this non-kosher fish, kiven de lesbe kalpi, since it doesn't have scales, beduchta demalchi maya lo matzikoi. It's not found in a salty water. I don't know what that means.
Fresh water.
What are you talking about? There were non-kosher fish in salt, only kosher fish in salt water. It's not true. There are non-kosher fish in salt water also.
The whole ocean.
Correct. Ella, misham de lo marba, tina, dag, tame. It's very hard to explain that. What that means is, Rashi says that de lo marba, tina, dag, tame. There's not a lot of mud for the non-kosher fish. What does that mean? Rashi says, karkaos shel osa hanahar, the ground of those rivers, ein megadel dogim tameim, can't sustain non-kosher fish. I guess the eggs maybe. So there's no non-kosher fish there because they can't reproduce in salty water where the ground doesn't let you keep the eggs.
I'm saying the merchant has an amanus to say that he got the fish from that river. How do you know he got it from that river?
I guess you know. I don't know. You hear this? What does that mean? That the fish? I don't know. Amar Ravina. Well, I don't know. Amar Ravina. We'll see. I told you, it's a hard daf in Metzias wise because we don't understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Not svara hard, not hard at all. Amar Ravina, Hoidna, now the Kashafchi be Nahar Guza for Nahar Adaganda Asiri. Now they pour in water from other rivers. It's all usher. Because Yossi's point, how do you know it came from there? Amar Abaya, Hai Chamr Diyama Shari. A donkey fish, whatever that is mutter, and hi turia demai diama usser, and the ox fish is usser.
Is a sea donkey a sea horse?
I don't know what a sea donkey is.
A seahorse.
No, because seahorse is not kosher.
But it's tiny.
Anyway, the simanach, and you want to remember that, you don't want to forget that. So tame tar and tar tame. A donkey's tame, but the donkey fish is tar. Ox is tar, it's kosher. The donkey, but the ox fish is tame. So that's how you remember it. Okay, what is an oxfish? I have no idea.
What's the name? You remember it.
Amar Rav Ashi, Shafar Nuna Shari. The Shafar Nuna is a fish. The word Nuna is a fish in Aramaic. Okay? Yeah, Nuna means a fish. So Shafar Nuna is Shari. The Nuna fish, the Shafar fish is Mutter. Kodesh Nuna Aser. The Kodesh fish is Aser. Simonach, you want to remember that? Kodesh Lashem. Just like things that are Kodesh Hashem are Aser, so too the Kodesh fish is also Aser. Ikad Amri, Kavar Nuna Aser, the grave Nuna, the grave fish, the Kever fish is Aser. The Simanach, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, like the graves of a non-Jewish cemetery are Aser, whatever that means. The whatever it means, usher. I don't know what that means. Okay, up to the third, fourth skinny line before the lines get wide. Rabbi Akiva, ikla leginzak. He went to this town, Rabbi Akiva, called Ginzak. Aithu lekameh hununa, they brought him fish, tahave dame lechipusa. It looked like the chipusa, which is not kosher. It looked like a non-kosher fish. So, chafia bidikula, they peeled off or something? They peeled, they covered it. Chazebe kalfi, he saw the scales. So for Sharius, he said, no, it's mutter. Obviously a kosher fish, because non-kosher fish don't have that. Every fish has fins. Every fish in the ocean has fins, right? Not every fish has scales. A shark doesn't have scales. A dolphin, that's smooth, right? The scales, those are kosher. So, what? What are the mammals? Shark is a fish. Sharks don't have scales, right? They're very smooth. That's why it's not kosher. But so they did some test, and they said, it has scales. It's mutter. Ravashi ikla litar dumye. He went to this town. They brought out a fish. To have a dummy litzalufcha. It looked like a tzalufcha fish, which is tummy, which is not kosher. Okay. Nakta lahade yoma. What does that mean? They held it against the sun. Chazir dahavi batzimchi. They saw the scales. Fishaye. And they mattered it. Ravashi ikla lahu asra. He went to this town. Asa lekame nuna. They brought fish. Dahavi dami lishafrununa. Which looked like a shafrununa fish, which is kosher. Ooh, this is kosher. I'm going to have to do any test on this. This looks kosher. Chayfe de mashkili chivri. What did they do here? They covered it? They covered it with a white bowl. V'chazi be'kalfi. They saw the scales. V'shari. And they mattered it. Rabba bar barachana ikla la'akwa da'agma. He went to this town. Karivule tachanta. And they were serving tachanta? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And shamelahu gavra david karile bati. And he heard the seller yell out the word bati, which a bati is a non-kosher fish. Amar, he said, wait a minute. Midika karile, bati, they're calling it bati, shmamina, tvartame is bay. It's not gonna, the sell is not gonna lie. And I'm selling A, and really it's B. It's not gonna do that. So he's announcing, anybody want to buy bati fish? Anybody want to buy that? So it's not kosher fish, He would need it. He didn't need it. With safra, in the morning, ayin ba, they looked into it. Ashkech ba davartame, he said, look at this. Well, I was so lucky. I heard the guy, otherwise I would have eaten it, because it looked kosher. Kari anafshe, he said about himself, lo yu'une l'tzadik kol oven. Right, no evil befalls a tzadik. And Tosva says, that's particularly true when it comes to food. Right, why food? You've heard, there are stories in the Gemara, the guy's Nechal Shah is a mistake, he didn't realize it. But by food, you don't hear that story. Why not? So Tosva says, because it's a zilzal for a tzaddik to eat non-kosher. Not a zilzal to do Shabbos b'shogeg? I guess not. Not the same thing.
Tzaddik while in here and they bring them these questionable... They bring the thing that's 100% kosher. What's the one? Right? They bring things that may be kosher.
Yeah.
Imagine
Shiva is
something that's
natural. Torah says snapper
of a right.
And all these things, either they have snapper of a kaskesis or they don't have snapper of a kaskesis. Why do we have to list out all
so,
the fish?
You're asking a good question. In a few days from now, maybe even today or tomorrow, we're going to see other simanim of fish. There are other simanim. Yeah. Other simanim, yeah. By the way, like by birds, the Torah doesn't even give simanim.
Right. Yeah.
The rabbis made up simanim, came up with simanim. So the same thing over here. The Torah of instance, because you'll see, we're going to get to that in the next 3 days. I don't remember which day it is. Next, Hakoret Shel Chiltis. Hakoret Shel Chiltis is a piece of a fruit called a chiltis?
A grain of chiltis.
You're not allowed to eat it. But it's food. It's fruit. It's like saying, you can't eat apples from a goy. It's my time, or why not? Mishum, because they cut it with a non-kosher knife. They cut it with a non-kosher knife, and therefore maybe the flavor of the treif on the knife goes into the chiltis. Even though we have a rule that the flavor that gets expelled from a kli is not flavorful, so there's no issue. So it's supposed to hak. Agav churfe dechiltase machlele shamninusa. No, because the chiltas is very sharp. It's a very sharp, whatever it is, it's very sharp. It draws out the flavor from the knife. Pahavale kenosetam l'shevach. It's like kenosetam l'shevach, the usser, and it is usser.
Is there a difference if it's hot or cold?
Not if it's sharp. Now, says Tosvos, in the Tosvos, agav churfe, vim tomar. One second. If that's true, that there's just an issue, if it's true, that there's an issue of the sharpness, then the sagile beklipa. So just peel off the outer layer of this fruit and eat the rest of it. It didn't. The flavor from the knife didn't go into the inner part of the fruit, only this first layer. So peel off a slice of a piece, eat the rest of it. Kid amar gabe shchita besakin trefa. We say that by a shakin trefa, we say the same thing. V'kayim v'yesh lomar. The answer is, the churfe techiltasa, the sharpness of this thing, balatve. No, it absorbs through and through. V'lo sagi beklipa, not good enough just to peel off one layer. V'yesh mefarshim, kimo kein, Marcel, just like, the butzel, an onion. V'kalfot, some other kind of onion. Shenechtach sakin shel ovde kochavim. If you use a treif knife to cut an onion, cold onion, the lo sagile beklipa, not enough to cut just off the layer. The agav churve balatve, because it's so sharp, it absorbs through the whole onion. V'shamati b'shem haram, dechiltasa dafka. Only a chiltasa, this halach is, decharif tfei, v'lo batzel v'kavod. It doesn't apply to an onion. The onion is not as sharp as this, whatever this is. So what's the halacha by an onion? Right? You have to go learn all the halachas. But just showing you that it's out there. Okay, next. Now this is the days before there were hechshers. No hechshers in these days, right? No hechsher. No stamp of approval. So, Avdei de Rav Levi, the servant of Rav Levi, the Rashi says, somebody says, he was a Eved Kenani. So he's not even a Jew. He's a half a Jew, right? Avdei de Rav Levi, have become Mezabin Chiltasa. He was selling Chiltasa. Kinoach Nafshi de Rav Levi, now Rav Levi died. Rav Levi passed away. So his non-Jewish servant is selling fish. So, not fish, I'm sorry, it's Chiltasa. So, also the Kamei de Rav Yochanan, Amrulay, Lemizbamine, can we buy from this guy? At least when Levi was there, he was a Rav Machshir, he made sure it was all kosher. Now he's gone. So the Eved can sell now, say maybe he's cutting it with a treif knife. Who knows what this Eved's doing? So Amalahu, Avdo Shel Chever, Hareu Kachaver. The Eved of a Chaver is like a Chaver himself. You can trust him. Like blanket trust. You can just trust him. Ravuna Bar Minyune, Zavan Techilta. May inche the base the Amram Chasida. Rav Huna Bar Menyume brought tchela. He bought tcheles from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida, trusting her that it's really pure tcheles, genuine tcheles, and not some fake, not Kali Elon, the fake one. Also, the Kamed of Yosef, and he said, "Can I get that butter?" Lo have biyadei. Well, he didn't have an answer. Pagabu Rav Chanan Chaita. They bumped into him. Amale Yosef Aniya Minale Yosef, the poor one. How do you know? Right? How do you know this? Right? How do you know what? You didn't have an answer. Bididi havi ovda. Once it happened to me. Bididi havi ovda. De zavini techilta me anche de beise. De rabbana achuad rav chizchia bar abba. I once bought tcheles from the wife of this tzaddik. Right? Once from her. Vasla kabe de rav matmasna. Lo havi biyate. I asked him, did I do the right thing? Can I keep this tcheles? He didn't have an answer. Asla kamed rav Yehuda. Mehagrunya, Amali, Nafalta Liyad, Hachi. This is what the answer I got. Hachi Amar Shmuel, Eishes Chaver, Hareu Kachaver. The wife of a Chaver is like a Chaver. So it's okay. You can trust her.
I thought we only go to women for
not true. You ever eat meat in your wife in your house? You ever eat meat in your wife cooked meat? You ever eat that? You did? It's since you married. You were married a long time, right? You ever have meat? You ever wife ever cook a dish for you? She did? How you know it's kosher? How do you know? How do you know?
Yeah.
Maybe she went to Costco and bought the cheaper meat. How do you know? How do you know? She doesn't buy everything from Costco, only some things. How do you know she didn't do that? You know, you don't know. The answer is you can trust her.
I can't trust her.
It's called Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. One woman's belief. One, even a woman is believed when it comes to Issa. Right? You open the fridge and see some bag. She said, no, that's not kosher. That's kosher. That's not. You believe. You're a believer. By the way, talking about Nida, what if she says to you she's going to the mikvah and she drives around the block for an hour and comes back? Oh, I went to the mikvah. You followed her? You didn't follow her. How do you know she went? Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. You trust her. Without that rule, you can't have a life. Can't be a life. That's the rule. Now, what's going on here is not the same thing. Here we're saying, because by the way, the Chassam Sofer already says, that when it comes, if I invite you for a meal, do I need a heksher for you to come to me for a meal? No. But you want to go to a restaurant, you need a heksher. Why? What's the difference? Walk into a restaurant without a heksher, nobody would ever do that. But if I invite you for a meal, you'll come. You won't say, well, where's the heksher you have? Who's the Rav of Achsher of your kitchen? You won't say that. Right? What's the difference? So the Chassam Sofer said, when it comes to money, everything changes. I invite you over to my house. You can choose to come. You can choose not to come. But if money's involved, not ready. All people's scruples are all questionable. You have to have a heksher. So what about over here? That was in the 1800s already. That they came up with that idea. The Gemara is no such thing. Can I buy from that woman? Yes. Her husband was a good man. Right? Her husband was a good man. She knows what to do. She's not right. Her husband was a good man. Her husband was an honest man. The master was an honest man. You could buy from the Eved. They say that today, they stone you.
Yeah.
Right? It's a different world. The Tana Rabbanan, Eish is chaver, harei uke chaver. The wife of a chaver has his din of a chaver. Abdo shel chaver, harei uke chaver. The Eved of a chaver also has din of a chaver. All reputable. Chaver shemes, chaver died. Ish to uvanov ubnei beitho, harehem bechet katan. They remain in the chazaka. Ad shiach sheduhu. Until you know otherwise. Until you know otherwise. What?
Until they mess up.
Exactly. V'chein chatzer shemokrin bat tcheles. If the whole chatzer sells tcheles, heim bechet katan ad shiach tipasel. Not sure what that means. That the whole marketplace, it's like a market of tcheles sellers. So they all have the approval until say, there's a mishap over there. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Eishet Am Ha'aretz. Let's say you have an Am Ha'aretz, the wife of an Am Ha'aretz, and the Am Ha'aretz passed away, and Ashenisa is L'chaver. Now she got married to a Talmud Chacham. V'chein, Bito Shel Am Ha'aretz. So she grew up in a house, she doesn't know anything. Am Ha'aretz in that house. Shenisa is L'Talmud L'chaver. Right? Now she's married to a Talmud Chacham. V'chein, Avdo Shel Am Ha'aretz. You have an Eved of an Am Ha'aretz. Shenimka L'chaver. And now married to a Chaver. Kulon Tzrichin L'Kabel Divrei Chaveris. They all have to be Makabel. I'm going to be a chaver now. Which had certain rules that you're a chaver. You don't, with tumah and different things. I'm going to go into that world. Eishes, Avil Eishes chaver. But listen, what about this? The wife of a chaver. Shenitzeis la'amaretz, but the husband died. So she married some amaretz. She doesn't want to be alone. She married an amaretz, but she used to be a chaver. She used to be a chaver's wife. Now she married amaretz. Or v'chein bito shel chaver. She says la'amaretz, or the daughter of a chaver married la'amaretz. V'chein avdo shel chaver shenimka la'amaretz. Ein tzrichin lekabel divrei chaveros lechatchila. They don't have to accept the rules of chaver since they lived it for their whole life. For 20 years, he was married to this guy who was a chaver. Divrei Rabbi Meir. You're not going to like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hein tzrichin lekabel divrei chaveros lechatchila. They have to be mekabel it anew. Oh. At the chuppah, you're going to marry the Samaritz now. You used to be a chaver's wife. You have to promise and maintain your chaver status. What are you telling me that for? I'm an old, it's an old story. No, you have to do it over again. Why?
What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means. V'chein ha'yom shirim omer, ma'isa b'isha achas, there's once a story, b'isha shenaseis l'chaver, she was married to a chaver, v'isa kishur lo tefillin al yado, and she threw up the tefillin on his arm. What that means is a whole halachic shaila, what is she doing? You have to put tefillin on yourself. But the point is, she was busy with tefillin and holy things, and she was really a special woman. Nishes lamochis, she married to a tax collector. She got married to something. Her husband died. Or they divorced. Whatever it is, she married a tax collector. Fahaya vaysa kashur is lo kishri mochis al yado. Then she used to wrap the tax receipts on his arm. In other words, all her chaver status went out the window when she married this amaret. Right? Why? Because birds of a feather flock together, right? When you're married to a chaver, you have standards. When you're married to an amaret, so your standards all go down out the window.
What's the
so what?
What's
I don't know. That's not wrapping. You can't put on someone's tefillin for someone else, especially a woman. The point was, so what was she busy with? She was busy with holy things, and now she was busy with taxes. There's a big lesson here. The point is. So you follow. She follows whatever goes on in the house. So that's why she has to officially, verbally declare her status, even though she's going to be, even though she was already a chav for 25 years. So yes and no, but you're the Rosh Hashiva of the house, not your wife, right? Amar Rav, chavis aser b'chazam echad. Whatever chavis is, it's four things. Ches beis yud taf is aser, all filling of one seal. Chempeg ches mem pe gimel. Is mutter b'chos the method. It's mutter, but it has to have one seal. What are these? Chalav, milk, basar, meat, yayin, wine, and tcheles. Tcheles, asr b'chos the method. It's asr if you only have one seal. Why? So Rashi says on top, l'shagir b'yarov d'kachavim, if you're getting it from a guy. Why? Or if you're sending it to a guy.
No, he's a middleman.
He's a middleman. The guy's a middleman. So if the guy says, oh, here's the tcheles you ordered. You have to have two seals. Well, here's the meat you ordered. Here's the wine you ordered. Here's the milk you ordered. You have to have two seals. Why? Says Rashi, the kivan, the basar, utcheles, the mehem yikarim. Since it's expensive, meat and tcheles is expensive. Tarach u'mezayif la'achlosim. We're choshesh, the guy's going to switch it. It's so expensive. Yayin, limechaso, yayin, the issue is, he's going to use it for avodah zarah wine. Has to have two seals. And the chalev apar the parakha come on. Chalev we're gonna ask, why is chalev need two seals? Why do you need two seals for milk? So we're gonna say we're gonna change it. You don't need two seals for milk. Now next, chiltis. Chiltis is that fruit that we said we cut with a knife. Murius, which is the fish brine, path bread, ugvina and cheese. Mutar b'chosem echad. Is mutar only this one seal? Why? Now we're going to go through. Pas, l'may nechashli. What are we afraid of with pas? E mishum da'achlufei kirirei b'chamimei. He's going to change the hot good bread for cold old bread. Miyada yada. You recognize that difference. E d'chiti v'sa'iri na'am miyada yada. If it's going to be wheat bread for barley bread, he wants the better bread. He's going to give you the junky bread, the barley bread. You know that. You can see that. You can see it. E kiyadadi, if it's the same bread, what's he changing it for? What's he changing it for? Kivan de ikka chosim echad lotarach u'mezayif. What's he going to change it for? What's he gaining? What's he gaining? Bread's not expensive. What's he gaining? Why is he going to do that? Therefore, one seal is enough. Virav maishna gvina de lotarach u'mezayif. Virav maishna gvina. What about cheese? Why does cheese only need one simen? De lotarach u'mezayif. Again, what's he gaining? He's going to give you the fake cheese, the other cheese. What for? What for is he gained by that? By tails, it's expensive. Of course he gains. What's he gaining over here? So therefore, we only need one seal. So chalav nami lo tarach u'mezayif. So why is milk different? So Amar Akana, you're right. Apik chalav. Remove chalav from the list. The ayel t'chitichas dag she'ein bo simen. And return it with a fish that doesn't have a simen. It's like, you know, some ground up fish or something. No simen. So you need two seals to make sure the guy didn't switch it. So hayinu basar. That's the same thing as meat. Or b'choshe, she's going to switch to meat. So b'choshe, she's going to switch to fish. Why is it two categories? Meat and fish. It's the same thing, really. So the Gemara says, no, shrek avni basar. There's two categories, two different kinds. One's meat and one's fish. Ushmul amar, bias. Beis yud tzav. Asar, b'chosim echad. Asar with one sign, one seal. Mut machad, mutter b'chosim echad. And machad gives mutter with one seal. Basar, what is basar? Yayit cheles. Those three things is aser b'chosim echad. Why? So yayin is because of yayin esech, and the other two is because they're so expensive. So there's a chashash the guy's going to switch it. But murias chiltis ugvina mutar b'chosim echad. That's mutar with one seal. Why? Why would the guy switch it? So you still need one seal to make sure it's kosher. But a chosheish the guy's going to what for? What's he gain by that? Ulishmuel chatichas dag in bo simon hainu basar. So the, why What about a chatichas dag? So trei gavni basar lo aminan. It's the same thing. It's included in basar. Fish is included in meat. The same thing. It's expensive. He might switch it. Therefore, you need two seals. I don't have to say it twice. It's the same thing.
What do you mean that it's two seals?
I'm not sure. A double seal? I don't know.
And the only thing we require double seal is cooked food. It has to be wrapped.
Right, so then you can't pass it from the Gemara.
Right. That must come from somewhere else.
Tana Rabbanan. Ein lokin yimach machad b'Surya. You cannot buy these items in Surya. Lo yayin. What are these things? Yayin. V'lo murius. V'lo chalav. V'lo melach salkunduris. Whatever that kind of salt. V'lo chiltis. Chopped meat, food, fruit that we're afraid the knife gave flavor, velo gvina, and not cheese. Right? So, Rosh Tosfos says, look at the second Tosfos. What's on this list? Milk and cheese. Why are milk and cheese both on the list? So Tosfos says, second Tosfos, afagav techachashiv chalav, even though milk's on the list, hutdruch lachshov gvina, we have to mention gvina also. Lefi she'ein tam asurin shava. They don't have the same taste, milk and cheese. They don't taste the same. Shechalav asur mishum iruv. I'm sorry. The reason why they're asur are different reasons. Totally different reasons. Why is milk asur? Why is cheese asur? Totally different reasons. Shechalav asur mishum iruv chalav tamei. Chalav, we're afraid you're going to put non-kosher milk in there. That was a chashash. Avol tam gvinahu mishum gilui. What's the reason for gvina, for cheese? Because of gilui? Kidamrina le'el, like we said before this week, miu v'b'yimak d'mefarish le'el tam gvina mishum taksuche chalav tamei. That because some non-kosher milk gets mixed into the milk, into the cheese, even though it can't curdle, but a little bit got thrown in. Tamei, l'pirish rashi, kash lev yehuda, l'omotzach l'shanos kan gvina. Why is it mentioned here again? Why do you need both? The Tosefta, Kalchashiv, Bezos, Habraitha, Makam Chalav, Chatichas, Takshin, Bosimen. Some replace it. Okay, it's just interesting. Ela ben Amumcha. You can only buy all these items from Amumcha. The Kulan in this Areach, Eitzel, Balabayas, Mutter. If you're a guest by a Balabayas, it's Mutter. What does it mean you're a guest by a Balabayas? Right? Because if you're a guest by someone else, you can trust the balabais, because he's also not going to eat these non-kosher things. You send it to someone's house, it's mutter. My time, but why? Balabais, lo shavik keter v'achal isura. He's not going to leave his heter and eat iser. Whatever you send him, he'll serve. Then we said, melach sal kunduris. My melach sal kunduris, what is that? Amar v'hudam ar shmuel, melach shakol. Salkundri, Romi, Ochlanosa. It's some kind of fancy salt that all the Roman officials ate it. Tana Rabbanan, Melach, Salkundius, Shechora, Asura. If it's black, it's Asur. Levona, Mutaris. If it's white, it's Mutar. Divrei Remeir. Ruda Omer, no. Levona, Asura, Shechora, Mutaris. Exactly opposite. Ruda Ben Gamliel, Mishon Rechina Ben Gamliel, Omer, Zevazer Asura. They're both Asur. What's going on? Amar Rabbah Rechana, Amar Vyochanan. Ludivrei Omer, Levona, Asura. If you hold it, the white one's Asur. Kirvei Dagim, Levonim, Temeim, Urvinba. Because some non-kosher fish, they mix in with it. L'divya Omer, Shechor Asura, you think the black is Asur, Kirvei Dogim, Shechor, and Temeim, Orvimba. The black fish and innards are mixed in with it. L'divya Omer, Zevaz Asura, you say both colors are Asur, Zevaz and Orvimba, they're both joined. They're both, Omer Vavo, Mishum Rabbi Chinin Ben Gamliel, Zaken Ech Rachzei B'Shechon Esenu, there was a Zaken in our neighborhood, Shayimachlik Paneha B'Shuman Chazer. He used to smear it with pigs, fat.
Right.
Okay. Then we said, the Mishnah ended off, Hari Elu Asurin. These are items are all Asur. Why does the Mishnah have to say that again, like a catch-all phrase? Lemute Mai, Lechizkia, Lemute Biodea. We said we started off the daf today. You're not sure that there's wine in the soaking item. You're not sure. What if you are sure? Right? Then it's Asur, even Bahana. And Rav Yochanan, and to ask for those items, and according to Meir, we said those are Asur B'Hanah. Fine. Next Mishnah. The following things are mutter to eat. Mutter to eat. Chalav. Shechel bo oved kochav and v'yisrael ehu. Milk, that a guy milked it, and the Jews watching that.
Holy show.
One sec, yeah. Number two. Dvash, honey. De badbanios. Which is some kind of grapes, right?
Grape clusters.
Afal pi sheminatfin, even if they splash, Ein behem mishum hechsher mashke. There's no issue of hechsher of hechsher mashke means that the food now got wet and therefore it's able to be makabel tumah because you don't want this displashing to happen. You have to want the liquid. You don't want the splashing. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about tumah? We're talking about things that are edible. What are you throwing in tumah here? So the Gemara is going to change it. Ukvashin and soaked items, shein darkan li says lochan yayin v'chometz. You don't normally put wine or chometz in that. So why is it also? Vitaris, shein trufa, a certain kind of fish that's not ground up, so you can see it. Vitzir and brine, sheyesh bodaga, where the fish is on it, so you know it's kosher fish. Va'ala shalchiltis, and the leaf of the chiltis, because you don't cut the food with the leaf. With a knife, correct. So the only issue was that the flavor is going to impart. You don't do that if there's a leaf there. Vizeite gluskos hamigulgalin, and what is this? Packs of caked olives, right, that got heated up. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hashlochen asurin. Olives, those olives are usur. Right? We're going to explain all that. Hachagavim, grasshoppers, habam and hasulula, that come from the basket, asurin, those you can't eat, but menahefteik, but they come from the warehouse, mutarin, those you can't eat. Again, the guy's a salesman. V'chein l'inyan truma, and so too regarding truma. What does that mean? We'll get to that when we finish the Mishnah. Tanina l'hadotan rabbanon. We have a brayta that says like this. Yoshev Yisrael b'tzad edro sh'ol de'kochavim. A Jew could sit by the flock of the goy. For Ovid Kochavim, Cholev Lo. And the goy can milk the animals, right? Umevi Lo, the Ein Cheshasho. And he could bring it to you, and you don't have to worry. Why? Because he's sitting there. So, first of all, the Bach says that you see from here that the guy is milking for you. He's milking for you. You're there, right? What if he's milking for himself? He's milking for himself, and then afterwards, oh, I'll buy that bottle from you, that bottle of milk. And you were sitting there, but he didn't milk it for you. It says the Bach, it's Osir. The only heter is he's milking it for you. He's doing it for you, so he knows. He knows you have standards, and you're there. So there's no funny business, right? Interesting, right? So look at Tosvos. Look at the third Tosvos. Tanidol ha-dotan rabbanan. Tema. Dotanib masnisen. The Mishnah said, the Yisrael roehu. And what did the Mishnah say? If the guy is milking a cow, and the Jew's watching, that's mutter. Then we said, you're lying down by the field, by the pasture, and he's milking a cow in the barn, that's also good. He's not watching you. He's not watching him. So tema tahatani masnisan b'Yisrael roehu mashma halo chazile kol shaita aser. If you're not watching the whole time, it's aser. And then we come along at the gemara. No, you're relaxing by the flock, and he's milking. It's good. V'yesh lomar deroehu lav dafka. The roehu doesn't mean lav dafka. Ella rotz lomar yachal leroso. You could walk in.
That's an echnas v'yaitza.
Exactly. That we're getting there.
Therefore, the guy's always on guard.
What?
He's always on guard, potentially.
Right.
Well, if he's somewhat reputable.
Right. Tosas Rosh says, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, Ro'ehu, you're watching him all the time. How can Nichnas V'yotzi be good? So the Tosas Rosh, answers, I need a Mishnah to tell me that if I'm standing on top of a guy, that it's kosher?
No.
What do we need a Mishnah for? Yeah. Why would it not be kosher? Why not? Obviously, I'm not there the whole time. Obviously, if I'm there the whole time, what do I need a Mishnah for? It's so obvious. It's pshita. It must be.
You stand in top of guy.
Yeah.
This is your bottle of wine.
Yeah. That's different. That's because it doesn't make a difference. That's because you're stam yenam, right? Stam. So it's a chashash. It's a chashash. By the way, if you're watching a guy and he's writing a Sefer Torah, it's not good. Why not? He's not able to do it. Here he is able to do it. But if you're watching a guy, he's toveling your kelim for you. Is that good? Yes, it's good.
It
why not? Yeah.
The bottom line is
why? Exactly.
You have to go through every single individual.
Correct. So here, what's the issue? You're watching him. I need a mission to tell me that it's kosher? Of course it's kosher. It must be that he wasn't there the whole time.
Right.
Must be. It's an unbelievable vart. Right? All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.